Daddy had awakened me early this morning with his hard cock wedged between my big ass cheeks. He spanked my ass and told me to get in the shower with him. I obediently soaped his hard body from head to toe, kissing his lips, kissing his muscled chest, down his stomach to his big, thick cock. Daddy tapped my lips with his hard cock, and I immediately opened my mouth, sucking his head in my lips firmly, breathing through my nose. "Are you owned?" he asked me sternly. I could only moan what I hoped sounded like yes around the thick cock in my mouth as he fed inch after inch into my mouth. He popped his cock head out of my lips for a moment. "Are you owned, pet?" "Yes, Daddy." I looked up at him with my green eyes. He slid his thick, huge cock back into my lips, pushing in over and over as I sucked. I struggled to breathe as Daddy fucked my face for several minutes. I could feel his cock swelling against my tongue and knew he was close. Daddy pulled out and sprayed my face with his warm cum. Then he angled the shower water to hit my face and admired his cum washing down the drain. "Good girl." He gripped my full tit in his strong hand and moaned softly. Daddy pulled me up, turned off the water, and toweled me dry. I started to get out of the shower when he surprised me. "No, slut. You stay right there." Daddy toweled himself off as he walked to our bedroom. He came back with my leather wrist cuffs, and I felt my pussy pulse. Daddy snapped the cuffs around my wrists and used a short chain to hang my wrists from a hook he had installed in the ceiling. "Is this your pussy?" he asked, cupping my wet sex in his hand. "No, Daddy." "Who owns this pussy?" he asked, rubbing his thumb against my swollen clit and making me flex my fingers with need. "You do, Daddy." He rewarded me by finger-fucking my wet pussy with two long fingers for a few seconds before removing his hand. Daddy spanked both of my tits and then smeared shaving cream on my pussy. "Spread your legs for me." I complied without hesitating. Daddy's skilled fingers began dragging a razor carefully on the hair between my legs. He worked quickly, rinsing the razor off after each stroke. Soon my pussy was bare. He washed my pussy clean and then raped my mouth with his tongue, making me groan deeply for him. I wanted to put my arms around him so badly, and he knew it. Daddy broke the kiss and said, "Twist your wrists and turn." I looked at him, puzzled. He grabbed me by the ass and spun me around, my wrists crossed in their leather restraints. "I want to make sure your asshole is shaved too, my pet. Push your fat ass out towards me." I felt my face flush hot as Daddy smeared shaving cream down my crack and shaved me there too. When he was done, Daddy spanked each of my ass cheeks 5 times and then untied my wrists, rubbing my arms to get the circulation back. "I have to go do rounds. When I come home, I want you ready for me. Collar, heels, primped out like a pretty whore. All for me. Will you do that?" His big hands held my huge ass. "Yes, Daddy." He kissed me quick and left to pull on scrubs and grab his keys. He stopped at the door. "And, Princess Whore, you are not allowed to come until I get home." I gave him a look, and Daddy laughed as he pulled the door shut, turning his key in the lock. 7 a.m., and I was all alone. First, I cleaned the house before I had to clean up myself. I ran the vacuum naked, tidied up the kitchen, and ate some scrambled eggs and dry toast. Then I went in the linen closet. I got out the new, deep, ruby-red sheets I had bought for a surprise. Daddy's favorite color was ruby-red. Then I called a friend who did interior decorating and asked if there was any way humanly possible she could make the new wallpaper I had picked out previously become part of our bedroom walls today. She laughed, knowing I had planned this surprise for 2 months, and said, "Yes, we can do that for you. We can be there in an hour." It was 9. An hour later, the decorators changed our bedroom into a ruby-red bordello with fancy Victorian damask wallpaper, ivory curtains with sheer liners in the windows, and sheer ivory mosquito netting decked the top of our four-poster bed. The work took the decorators 4 hours. I realized my stomach was growling. I had been so excited about surprising Daddy with a new look to our fuck den. Daddy had put me on a diet, which I purely hated, but I got out some yogurt and a few blueberries. I put the new sheets on the bed and our new comforter. I went in the closet and got down a slim navy blue box. From the box, I got out 4 steamy black and white pictures. A shot of Daddy choking my throat in one strong hand as I was coming like a whore against his strong body. A close-up picture of me kissing his cock, my eyes closed, my face adoring what I was doing, his fingers twisted in my brown hair. A picture of Daddy fucking me from behind, with the ring on my collar glinting at the camera as Daddy's fingers pressed into my big ass. A picture of me nude except for a collar, kneeling at Daddy's feet, his hand holding my leash, his hand on top of my head, petting my brown hair. My pussy got wet just looking at the pictures, and I wanted to come so bad, but I wasn't allowed. I got out my frustrations after measuring the wall, marking spots in chalk pencil, and banging nails into the new wallpaper. I slid the 4 pictures into black lacquer frames with ruby red and ivory double mats. I hung the pictures on the wall between the bathroom so Daddy could see them every time he went to shower or change clothes. I changed my wet panties and wished Daddy's hands were on my ass right that second. Man, this sucked. I took a deep breath and buffed all the fingerprints off of the picture frame glass. It was 2:30. My throat got a little tight. I had so much to do. I grabbed my keys and drove to the nail salon. I got ruby red acrylic nails on my fingers and the same color on my toes. I tried to relax as the sweet girl rubbed my feet and scraped all the nastiness off of them. When she asked me if I wanted to design, I saw a crown and started laughing to myself. A crown for Daddy's princess whore. I pointed to the crown and asked her to make it in silver if possible, thinking to myself I should try to match the silver O-ring on my slave collar. By the time I got to the hair salon, it was 4 p.m. I had about 2 hours to get home, and traffic in Atlanta can really suck. Anita winked at me and said, "New nails?" I just smiled. She knew exactly what new nails on a random weekday meant, because her husband treats her the same way that Daddy treats me. New nails always means Daddy wants to see how they look while I am holding his thick cock, which inevitably leads to other things. Anita blew my hair out straight, told me to have fun, teased me yet again that I win the award for thickest hair of all her clients, and I ran out the door, 4:35 p.m. I got home and stripped out of my jeans and kicked them in the hamper. I pulled on a black sheer thong that on my ass seemed lost between my massive cheeks. I did my makeup a little heavy, smoky eyeshadow with liquid eyeliner and a little cat eye flip at the corners of my eyes. I added mascara, blush, and then stopped short. Fuck, I had not made dinner. I threw chicken in the microwave to defrost. Breathe. I wanted Daddy to be so happy and everything to be perfect. I went back to the bathroom and brushed my teeth. Then I painstakingly layered lipstick and gloss on my full lips. I went in the bedroom, opened a nightstand drawer, and took out a black leather collar. On the collar was a tag in Daddy's bad doctor handwriting that said, "Make sure you lock it." I smiled and removed the tag. I put the collar around my neck, buckled it shut, then slid the lock through a steel ring and pushed it into the lock's body until I heard a click. Only Daddy had the key to get my collar off. He keeps one key with his car keys and an emergency one hidden somewhere in the house. I realized I had forgotten something. I went back to the bathroom, grabbed my rouge and a small brush, and applied some to each nipple. Collar, rouge, thong. What was next? Heels. I went in the hall linen closet and removed a box I had hidden there. I had found a place that actually made stripper shoes for girls with wide feet and probably fat asses. I got out the glittering ruby red high heels. They were a platform with a 4.5-inch heel. I had practiced walking in them for the past month so I wouldn't fall on my face. Daddy was going to freak when he saw them. Well, he might not say so, but I guarantee his cock will get instantly hard. 5:45 p.m. I'm ready. No, I'm not. Perfume. One more trip to the bedroom. I spritzed perfume on my tits and my tummy. I grabbed a leash off a peg behind our closet door and clipped it on the O-ring of my collar, letting it dangle between my tits. I went in the kitchen and threw the kitchen, the chicken, and seasoning in an oiled pan. I grabbed two potatoes and pierced them with a fork and put them right on the oven rack. There was salad in the fridge. I turned the oven to the lowest temperature and covered the chicken with foil so our food would not burn, and I sat on the couch, waiting. My pussy was on fire. Those heels were sex on feet and made me hot just looking at them. So I know Daddy is going to lose it when he sees them. 6 p.m. If I don't touch my pussy soon, I just might explode and be another case of spontaneous combustion argued by geeks on science message boards. My thongs wet. Well, wet isn't strong enough of a word. Drenched? I can smell my own pheromones. I don't think changing panties again will do me any good, though. 6:18 p.m. I heard a noise outside and thought it was Daddy, but no, it was our neighbor's cat chasing something and pouncing on our doormat. Yes, I cracked open the door while basically naked to investigate. No, I am not telling Daddy I did that. I forgot how naked I was, but suddenly remembered when the wind touched my hard nipples. 6:21 p.m. Dear Lord, he better not have a trauma call, or I may have to murder something. I need wine. 6:38 p.m. I hear a key in the lock. I stand up like I'm pulled on a wire string and walk slowly towards the front hallway, the high heels limiting how fast I can walk. Pet? I hear Daddy's voice. I hear his keys clink in the bowl by the front door. I hear his shoes thudding as he throws them on the floor. Whore, where are you? His voice carried down the hall. Right here, Daddy. I gave him a warm smile. Daddy's jaw went a little slack. He looked me up and down. He looked me in the eye, then back down to the shoes. Oh, God, you're gorgeous, he said, obviously happy, his cock pressing violently against the front of his scrubs. Daddy pushed me up against the living room wall, kissing me hard for a minute, and my pussy ached for him. I missed his touch and his smell and the feel of his tongue in my mouth. Daddy broke the kiss off too soon. He stripped nude, grabbing my leash, and wrapped it around his large hand. Kneel, slut. I kneeled before Daddy's feet, looking up at him expectantly. Daddy didn't say a word. He just pulled my leash firmly until my lips touched his cock. I licked up and down his shaft, tracing the veins with my tongue. I reached for his balls, and Daddy drew his hips back, saying, "No whore, no hands. Worship my balls with your mouth." As I pressed my open mouth around Daddy's balls, tonguing him deeply, he pressed his cock against my nose and forehead. I moaned with my mouth full, suckling on him, trying to make the cum in his heavy balls come to a boil so he could not stand it any longer and would fuck me. No, baby. Daddy knew what I was doing and backed away from my insistent lips. I whimpered my disapproval. Daddy slapped his cock off my cheek. No comments from you either. Now lick my cock. I resumed licking his shaft up and down, worshipping his cock. Daddy pushed his head in my lips, and I started sucking down on him, inch by inch, feeling him in my throat. I sucked sweetly, evenly, feeling his breath catch and listening to his groans. Daddy grabbed my hair, and I felt a hot jet of his cum go down my throat. He yanked my lips from his cock and began coming hard all over my tits. Jet after jet slapped my tits. Then Daddy collapsed in his armchair. Straddle my lap, slut. I obeyed, spreading my thick thighs over his firm legs. Daddy rubbed his cum slowly into my tits, tugging on my hard nipples. Did you touch your pussy today, whore? He asked quietly. No, Daddy, I replied. Did you want to touch your pussy today, whore? I nodded. Don't nod. Tell me you wanted to touch your pussy and when. I held his shoulders, unsure how to answer. His fingers slid under the thong, pushing apart my sopping wet pussy lips. Tell me. Daddy's index finger slowly rubbed my engorged clit, making me whimper with need. I wanted to touch my pussy today, but I didn't because you forbid me to. Daddy's fingers stopped moving. Slut, I asked you when. You have not answered my questions. When did you want to touch your pussy today? When I looked at the pictures the photographer took of us fucking last month, Daddy's fingers resumed rubbing my clit. You were a good whore for the photographer, he said, tugging my collar for an instant and brushing his lips against mine. I blushed, remembering how Daddy had made me suck the photographer's cock to say thank you. Go kneel on the coffee table and present your ass to me. I started to speak. Daddy put his finger on my lips and simply said, now. I knelt on our substantial coffee table. Daddy's hands slid along my ass cheeks. Who owns this big fat ass? Smack. His hand landed hard on one white globe. You do, Daddy. Is your ass huge, slut? Smack. Harder this time. Yes, Daddy. It is amazing and lovely, my whore, Daddy said as he massaged my ass deeply in his hands. Daddy got into a cadence of slapping my ass hard and then rubbing deeply to bring the blood up to the surface. I silently counted 10 spanks to each cheek. Then Daddy moved to the side and began spanking my tits as they dangled beneath my submissive chest. He tugged the nipples, pinching. We need your nipple clamps, don't we, slut? I was afraid to answer. I had not told Daddy about the bedroom. The nipple clamps were in the bedroom, and Daddy was clearly in punishment mode. Daddy slapped my tit. Well? He asked. I took a deep breath, trying to control my voice, and said, as you wish, sir. Daddy stopped. Sir? You have not called me that in some time, pet. Why did you get so formal all of a sudden? I bit my lip. Daddy pushed me back, so I was sitting on my ankles. Look at me. He tugged my leash. What did you do, whore? He asked in a steely voice. His fingers tapped my cheek. I took a deep breath and blurted out, May I show you our new bedroom, Daddy? Daddy looked at me with one eyebrow raised. Yes. He followed me, holding my leash taut as I walked, trying to maintain balance on those ridiculously high-heeled shoes. I flicked on the light. Daddy looked around our new ruby-red bordello bedroom silently. He went to the wall of new pictures I had hung up and began smiling. I felt the horrible knot in my stomach start to unravel. His hand ran down the wallpaper slowly. Daddy hugged me from behind, still looking around the room, and softly said, Pet, did you match the same wallpaper from Scarlett O'Hara's entry hall in Gone with the Wind? I turned to kiss Daddy's cheek. Is that a yes, slut? Yes, Daddy. I folded my hands over his larger ones. Are you my filthy good whore? He asked. Yes, Daddy, I replied. Did this cost a lot? He asked into my ear. A good bit, Daddy, I replied, enjoying his warm skin pressed against my back. Did you have permission to spend that much money? No, Daddy. Bend over the bed. I bent at the waist. Daddy opened a nightstand drawer. He took out the KY jelly and began pressing the tube against my asshole. He pushed the slickness into my ass over and over with his finger. Then he pushed something else that was small but hard, and it felt long. The invader was smaller than my butt plug. He pushed more and more, and the long thing was crowding inside my ass. Daddy told me to get on the bed. He flipped me on my back, roughly, and cuffed my hands to the headboard. My ass was cramping a little. Daddy slipped a ball gag in my lips. I moaned in relief. I had wanted to scream out for ages. Daddy pressed his huge head against my soaked pussy. Baby, only filthy whores get that wet. I groaned back what could pass for yes. Daddy pushed my legs up. He pushed them higher. Then Daddy grabbed my ruby-red high heels and started fucking me, deep and hard. I moaned as my pussy clenched and my ass grabbed whatever was stuck inside of it. Daddy fucked me relentlessly. My pussy walls gripped his huge, thick cock. I whimpered every time he battered my cervix. I cried out louder as my pussy pulsed like a human heart, sucking around his thick, warm meat. I started coming, and I kept coming. I was a sweaty, moaning mess, just coming over and over on Daddy's big cock. I felt Daddy's balls spank off my tender, warm, spanked ass. He was really pistoning inside of me now. My pussy was so full, it felt like I could implode. Then I saw stars. I saw blackness. My brain was swimming. And then Daddy's face came into focus. My skin felt like it was on fire, and my pussy was slurping on Daddy's cock, hard and quick. I felt something electric shoot down my inner thighs. Then I was screaming against the ball gag as my pussy squirted a little on Daddy's cock. I dimly heard Daddy say, "Oh, fuck." Then I felt him shudder hard against me. His cock was swelling. Daddy let go of my heels. He reached under my ass and pulled. I felt something let loose, like a zipper or something. The sensation on my ass made me come again and hard. Daddy let loose a huge, hot load into my sensitive pussy, and I shook under him over and over, convulsing from the sensation of his hot cum splattering my insides. Finally, Daddy slowed his pace, clearly spent. He untied my wrists and removed the ball gag. He held me close and stroked my back and kissed my forehead, cheeks, and lips over and over. "You were a very good princess whore, baby." We stayed like that for several minutes. "What was that in my ass, Daddy?" He rubbed my ass. "New anal beads. I think you liked them." I giggled. Daddy hugged me tightly. Then he crinkled his forehead a bit. "Do I smell chicken?"